Thomas.
Israel is laying total siege to the Gaza Strip, the jumping-off point for the deadly Hamas terror attack on the Jewish state, which is now in its third day. A total of at least 1,200 people, including many civilians, have been killed, thousands more wounded. From Jerusalem, correspondent Joseph Fetterman says the Israeli Defense Force is carefully combing areas of the south where Hamas terrorists initially attacked.
They've cleared out many of these towns already. In some areas, people are still huddled in their homes. They're evacuating the remainder of these communities. They call them scans. They're searching house to house, going through every one of them. There's over 20 of them going through every home to make sure that the area is cleared before people can go back there.
The Pentagon is sending a carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford to be ready to assist Israel. It's the Navy's newest and most advanced aircraft carrier and will be accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. The large deployment, which also includes other warships and warplanes, underscores the concern that the U.S. has in trying to deter the Mideast conflict from growing.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel is sealing off the Gaza Strip, cutting electricity, fuel, and food imports, among other steps aimed at forcing the terrorists to halt their attacks. Also at SRNNews.com, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. expected to drop his Democratic bid for president and announce that he'll run as an independent or third-party candidate. Kennedy's campaign teasing a major announcement for today in Philadelphia. Kennedy running as a third-party contender without a new wrinkle to the 2024 race for the White House. Stock futures lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 139 points. NASDAQ futures off 48 points. This is SRN News. Some alarming remarks from Hillary Clinton.
In an interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour, the former Democratic presidential candidate suggests that people who support Donald Trump for president are essentially members of a cult and need, quote, formal deprogramming. Those words are particularly troubling to evangelical Christians, large numbers of whom voted for Mr. Trump in 2016. There's been talk in the past by critics of Christianity that its followers need to be deprogrammed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Armenia. Officials in the capital say vandals smeared paint on the city's only synagogue this month. The Conference of European Rabbis believes a nationalist Armenian group is behind the attack based on social media postings. That group has been accusing Jews of being in cahoots with the Muslim regime in Azerbaijan, which has been fighting with Armenia over a disputed region. There are only a few hundred Jews in Armenia. This is SRN News. A new lease on life and light for an aging lighthouse.
A 150-year-old beacon that helped guide ships through the Florida Keys before GPS, sonar, and other technology made it obsolete is shining once again. A community group spending $6 million to restore and preserve the Alligator Reef Lighthouse, which turned on its new solar-powered lights over the weekend. The lighthouse began operating in 1873 and stayed lit until 2013. Jason Walker reporting.
Having rejected a proposed five-year contract by a wide margin, Mack truck workers are on strike. Roughly 73% of the UAW members turned thumbs down on the deal, which covered 4,000 Mack truck workers in Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. More details at SRNNews.com.